Government has responded to a statement issued by policy think tank Imani Ghana over the $3 billion Chinese loan. In a statement signed by Deputy Minister of Information, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, government says Imani is confusing the framework agreements signed with the Chinese authorities during President Mills' visit to China in September 2010 with the Master Facility Agreement which Parliament approved in August last year. We bring you more on the statement.
The statement says it is regrettable that Imani confuses the two documents and is misleading the public. Indeed, Imani refers to a master framework, not facility agreements in its analysis, while the framework agreements are memorandum of understandings. The master facility agreement is a firm and binding agreement with the China Development Bank. The master facility agreement that Parliament approved in August last year was signed in December 2011 after the IMF granted the waiver on the non-concessional financing in the same month. Furthermore, the China Development Bank Board approved the MFA in June 2011 before the Minister of Finance tabled it in Parliament that month. The government statement says the availability period for drawing down on the two tranches of $1.5 billion each under the MFA is 5 years and not 3 years as Imani sought to portray to the public. This is because government is aware that it is asking for a facility to finance major infrastructural projects such as oil and gas and processing plants, Takoradi Harbour and Volta Basin, which cannot be completed within one fiscal year. The statement notes that Imani quotes Article 26 of the Framework Agreement, not Section 26 of the Binding Master Facility Agreement. It says had it referred to the MFA, Imani would have seen that Section 26 of the MFA is part of Part 9 of the agreement, which deals with elaborate processes for administering the loan. On the subsidiary agreements, the statement says government is on course to submit the agreements which specify the projects to be financed to Parliament as it promised during the parliamentary debate between June and August 2011. It is surprising that Imani is making an issue of these agreements again. It says government promised to send the subsidiary agreements to Parliament to promote transparency and accountability, and this is precisely what it is doing. Therefore, Imani should launch the process and efforts, but not to be seen running it down. Government therefore urges Imani and other individuals and groups with questions on the MFA to contact the Ministry of Finance for clarification before rushing to publish information that is inaccurate.
A statement by government over Imani's comments on the $3 billion Chinese loan.